It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me on the line right now is Jim Borowski, who is the president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of Upper Michigan and Northern Wisconsin. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Walt. Thanks for having me.
Wanted to have you in a little bit to talk about Goodwill. Goodwill, of course, an agency here that serves our region, the Upper Michigan area, also Northern Wisconsin. And talk to you a little bit about, as all of us are, sort of adapting to COVID-19, the coronavirus matters. And I just wanted to start with kind of a general overview question. What impacts has COVID-19 had on Goodwill at this time?
Well, a lot. Give you a quick overview. Goodwill operates three distinct businesses: our retail, or we call donated goods. We have our industrial services in Marinette, Wisconsin, where we do some work for people like Caterpillar and other major industries. And then we have our training and support, and we work with people with the different disabilities. So in mid-March, our training programs were shut down by Michigan and Wisconsin. I believe it was March 8th or 9th, so those programs ended. That impacted about 150 individuals who come for services every day. And about 2 weeks later, Michigan shut down our retail stores in the UP, and then again in Wisconsin was the day after. So we're shut down. Industrial services was considered essential. And we do work for defense contractors, too, Marinette Marine. But all in all, the impact was huge. It's something none of us know how to deal with. About 250 employees were furloughed, and another 150 to 200 clients or consumers that come for services are not receiving services now. So,
yeah, that would be one of the big problems there, I'm sure, is that not only then with the opportunities for folks that are on staff and involved with Goodwill, but the services that Goodwill provides as well. How is the agency looking to address that in terms of service delivery to clients?
Well, we've been in contact with some of our agencies, and we were actually looking at doing some type of virtual if we were more prepared. Since we haven't seen this before, we weren't prepared. We do have a computer recycling business, and we're looking at developing some form of programmings for consumers who are at home and possibly doing similar to Zoom and do an online training for a few hours a day. We won't know that for about a week or so.
What is the challenge right now? I mean, in terms of, obviously, you have to shut down and whatnot, but in terms of either being able to lay out a plan or being able to adapt as these things are changing, and you're also serving two different states, Michigan and Wisconsin, right? What are some of the challenges you're facing now?
A big challenge is the rules are different. How they're handled, how things are handled. For example, unemployment's handled differently in each state. I just got off a conference call today. Wisconsin is coming in alignment the same as Michigan. So the hard parts are for our employees and not being able to get through the telephone lines, being without income. It's a hardship for everybody.
We're talking with Jim Borowski this morning. He's president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of Upper Michigan and Northern Wisconsin. Jim, you mentioned that the stores, the facilities are shut down right now. As we move ahead, what are you looking to do as an agency through Goodwill to start planning for coming out of this?
Yeah, great question. Current status, just to let you know, we are accepting donations. To be clear, we are taking them, and there's signs posted. We have equipment out where the normal donations are being accepted. So there are these, what we term as gaylords, and different forms of equipment where people can still drop off the equipment. And we want to say thanks for everybody for continuing supporting us. A manager will go around and make sure the donations are brought in so they're not getting weathered on and rained and snowed, and which ruins the donation. So again, we're really thankful for that. My leadership team meets every morning to talk about what that opening looks like. So we've already outlined things such as proper spacing, similar to Walmart. There would be a limited amount of people per 1,000 square feet of each store. We're looking at one-way aisles in and out, and we're looking at six-foot X's all over the store, and including aisles, dressing rooms, and the checkout counter.
Well, as we look forward to it, I know that we'll be coming out of this in some way, shape, or form sometime relatively soon, hopefully sooner than later. And I appreciate you giving us a couple of moments for an update. Goodwill, in terms of like finding them online, being able to maybe find out more information if people have questions, or where you'll be posting information when you start to get back to opening, how can they find out more?
Well, at our website, gwnwup.org, we are posting our statuses. Wanted to make one last comment, too. We are doing extra cleaning. We're looking at federal, you know, if you could find guidelines, we're doing the best we can. So We're also looking at providing masks and gloves for all of our team members when we do come back. There is no set answer, so we're listening to what we can listen to and doing the best we can with what we know.
Again, that website for folks to check out is?
GWNWUP.org.
Jim Borowski on the line with us today, President and CEO of Goodwill Industries of Upper Michigan and Northern Wisconsin. Thanks for your time this morning, Jim, and I hope that things will improve sooner and will then later, and we'll be able to talk with you about getting things back up and running.
Great. We appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty. If you missed any of our interview with Jim, we'll have some highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It's all about keeping you connected to the community on Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.